there is a chance that Middle East peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians could carry on in one form or another. Moderate Arab nations gathered at an Arab League summit in Libya today proposed a return to indirect negotiations to save face. Direct U.S.-backed talks began last month, but Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has said he cannot keep negotiating with Israel unless it extends a settlement building freeze that expired in late September. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem.
A report today in the Israeli newspaper Haaretz suggested that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has had enough. If peace talks with Israel collapse, he said he'll resign as president and dismantle the Palestinian Authority. But government spokesman Ghassan Khatib says that's not going to happen.
I don't think that a resignation of President Abbas or a dissolving of the Palestinian Authority is seen as a solution to the current crisis. Actually, such thinking would add to the difficulties the Palestinians are already having.
At the center of those difficulties, Khatib says, are Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. The Palestinian president has demanded that Israel extend a moratorium on settlement building. It expired on September 26th, but Abbas's deadline has slipped.
I don't think that these deadlines are set in stone. I do think that they're elastic, and I do think there's a sense there that there might be a way to resolve this thing, then they'll push it off for another time.
Herb Keenan is diplomatic correspondent for the Jerusalem Post.
Right now, the core negotiation over this particular issue is not between Jerusalem and the Palestinians, but rather between Jerusalem and Washington. And I think the Arab League is going to want to wait and see what they come up with before, you know, making a final say. I don't think, without seeing what formula is being worked out between America and Israel, they're going to lock the door on further talks.
The Obama administration is reportedly offering the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, a package of incentives to freeze settlement building for another 60 or 90 days. Even so, Keenan says, Israel isn't hearing what it wants from Washington.
We're not starting from zero here. There was a letter between George Bush and Ariel Sharon right before Israel left Gaza, which the Obama administration has never really signed off on, right? I mean, they haven't thrown it away, but they haven't adopted its policies.
Those policies included U.S. guarantees on Israel's security and Palestinian refugees. The letter also supported Israel's desire to annex three large settlement blocks. In return, Israel would give up land elsewhere for a Palestinian state. Middle East expert Nathan Brown of George Washington University says there's an expectation that the parties will find a mutually acceptable formula to keep peace talks from collapsing. But Nathan says that doesn't mean the talks will be productive.
It's true that you can probably still find majorities on each side in terms of public opinion that support a two-state solution. But the degree of cynicism and distrust is so deep that I don't even think creative leaderships could get around those facts. You've got publics on both sides that have essentially checked out of the peace process and see it as irrelevant to their lives.
And that, Brown says, is a deeply worrying problem that the U.S. administration may not have fully grasped. In other words, keeping the talks alive is one thing, but getting to real solutions is something else entirely. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.